Hello.
Must be Abigail.
Yes, hi, speaking.
Hi. What's doing? This is Willie Lewis calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. This is at my doctor's office today, and he gave me a paper. Abigail, I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting no progress here.
Sorry? I'm
not making any progress here. I'm sorry. I need to get somebody to settle somebody down. I need to get somebody taking care of me right away.
I know.
I left the doctor's office. She gave me a letter to turn in. I beg your pardon?
Just a second, please. Sorry.
And who are you using, Morvea?
Just a second, sorry.
Okay.
Looking into this for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I emailed the county again last week.
I beg your pardon?
I'm waiting to hear back from the county still. They haven't heard anything. They did tell
me. No, they told me they're going to send me a letter. They said they're going to send me a letter to tell me how many hours I can get and what they're going on. I just got a letter from my doctor.
I got an email on Monday saying that we should come back in a few days to see what.
I got a letter from my doctor today. I'm going to send a letter to DHS for my doctor. My doctor says that I see 116 hours a week starting right away.
Okay. So let's try. Maybe we can call into Maximus. Maybe they can tell us if anything is still missing for your approval, and then we'll take it from there, okay? I can
talk to Maximus. All right.
Okay. Just a second, please.
Yes. I got a letter from my doctor also. I want to send it to Maximus.
Sorry?
I got a letter from my doctor. Should I send it to Maximus?
What did he say about Maximus?
I got a letter from my doctor, my primary physician, my PCP, and she wrote me a letter saying that I needed help right away. So I sent it to Maximus also, a letter from my doctor.
Was this PCP form ever sent in?
Yes. But she sent me another one. I saw her today. She gave me another one. The form's been sent in.
Okay, I'm gonna call Maximus now, just a second.
All right.
Calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokerline. My name is Gretchen. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Abigail calling. And I'm
Good
Abigail
morning,
calling
Abigail.
From Family First Care. What's the patient?
I'm sorry, Abigail.
And Abigail, what is your last name?
The first initial is N, as in Nancy.
What is Family First Care?
It's the home care agency.
Okay, Abigail, you wouldn't... Okay. What is the name of the applicant for whom you're calling in regards to?
Willie Lewis. He's on the line.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. My name is Gretchen. I work for the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. I'll be assisting with your call today. Before we continue, I must obtain some pieces of personal information, and please note that we will not speak with anyone about the application without your verbal or written consent. Can you please give me authorization to discuss your personal information with you while Abigail is on the line with us today?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We can. Today. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And can you please provide me with your full name and your date of birth, sir?
Willie P. Lewis. 9/10/1955.
Sorry, is it September 19, 1955?
September 10, 1955. September 10, 1955. 9/10/1955. Right, 9/10. Yes.
Thank you. And can you please verify what it's the address that we have for you on record?
6130 Catherine Street, 19143.
What's the city?
Philadelphia.
Thank you. And I have your telephone number listed as 267-230-9877.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. It looks, Willie, like you have been clinically approved for the services since January the 22nd, and the county assistance office is just waiting to complete your financial determination. Have you submitted the documentation needed to the county assistance office?
Yes, I submitted the paperwork. I submitted the last pay stubs. Bank statement. I did all that.
We're calling just to see what the holdup is. We're waiting for the waiver so that we can get started with the services.
Well, he needs to complete the financial determination with the county assistance office. Have you contacted the county assistance office, Mr. Lewis, to find out what the status of your application is with them?
I called them last Friday. They said that the letter is up. They sent the letter out. The letter should be to me any day now. This is last Friday. The letter should be to me any day now, and it should give me a list of how many hours I get and when they're going to pay, and I have to have one home visit.
Yeah, that visit will not get completed until your determination gets finished with the county assistance office. And I don't see any financial documentation in here. I know you said that you submitted the last thing. Okay. Well, they still haven't processed them into your record.
It was for February, it's still here. For January and December. I went back as far as November.
But you understand that it's a 5-year verification, right?
I sent that in a long time ago. I sent the 5-year in a long time ago. This is I sent the current stuff. I sent the last 3 months. That's for the last 2 months, actually. That's for January and December. I sent them in November.
So, Willie, I don't see the 5-year documentation that you said that you submitted to the county. So that's,
I want you to understand.
We actually called in, I see, on January 13th to Maximus, and they told us we need to wait 24 hours to see if all the documentation was received. It's been over a month, and the patient really sent them all in. So
we don't complete the financial determination, right? So we couldn't really tell you whether all the documents are in or not. You know, the only ones that can really say that it's the county assistance office. I'm just telling you what I see. I see that he sent, you know, like 11 statements on one day and 11 statements on another day. And, you know, they haven't been, like, all in one lump sum. So I can't tell you whether they have everything that they need. That's why I'm advising you that you should contact the county assistance office so you can verify with them. That way you're not wasting, precious time. And then, because they'll make a determination eventually. Your own day, what is the, sorry, I saw the date. I didn't really make a mental note of it. Date. You're on day 36 out of 45. So if by the 45 days, if they don't have everything they need, they'll just close out the case again and say, well, we're still waiting for whatever document. If they can make a determination, then they'll make a determination by day 45.
So I should call them?
That would be my advice, because you want to make sure that they have everything they need by the 45th day. I mean, I understand that you said that you sent something in the mail, but on the mail, it can take
I emailed it.
Okay. So I don't see anything recent that they have uploaded into your record. The most recent document, I'm going to tell you because I'm not on that page now. The most recent bank statement, it's from December. That was submitted in December.
Okay, so we'll try calling the county, I guess, but the county is very hard to get through to. They usually don't pick up the phone.
They're on Thursday. They're open up until 11 o'clock on Thursday. It is open. It is open late today.
Okay. Lily, do you have a way of going to the county office?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a way of going to the county office?
I can go to the office, but nothing gets done in the office. I need to fill out the paperwork. Where's the office located? On Parkside Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can go to Parkside Avenue.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns for me then?
No, thank you.
Okay, if you don't have any other questions, would you like to participate on our survey at the end of the call?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brookline, and you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Lily, will you try to call into the county now?
Yeah, I will right now.
Do you have their number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, amazing. Let me know how that goes, okay?
I'll call you back.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.